You all know why we're gathered here today. We've all suffered from cattle rustlers.
Yeah, using trucks for rustling's the latest thing.
Who did you say them cattle belonged to?
I didn't say.
Oh, a smart aleck, huh?
Too funny. I love the background music. I always will, because he picks it so well.
And I don't know if this is the biggest of all time, but I can tell you, the cattle rustling of the old didn't compare to the 1.6 million that just happened in Marana over the last couple of years. It was in the Tucson Daily Star was covering the story. A gentleman pleaded guilty to a multi-million dollar bank fraud while working for Marana Stockyard, owned by the Parsons family.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
It is. And the Parsons have been running that since the 90s. So to be running that long and not realize that this amount of fraud was going on really had to put a lot of trust in the people that took advantage of them,
yeah,
who were using their money to buy livestock for their own family and selling it and keeping the profit.
Right.
So they were selling everything for 100% profit because it was all coming out of the Marana Stockyard. But modern-day cattle rustling, it's still going on.
Well, we all have to remember that there's a rustler in every generation, and we've just got to watch out for them. Yeah, that's heartbreaking. And for the families, especially in agriculture, our farmers and ranchers, dairy farmers, you know, we're working 24/7, it seems like, half the time. And when something like that happens, it's just heartbreaking. But that's one of the rules, by the way, just to give a plug to Arizona Farm Bureau, when and why we're community and county-based. So if one of our farmers calls us that's a member of Farm Bureau and they say, we're having some problems. A couple of years ago, people were just dumping their trash off the side on their property because they didn't want to make it all the way to they didn't want to pay the fees to the landfill. And so we got together with the local county leaders within that particular county, and our leadership worked with the local authorities, and sometimes we can get some of these issues resolved. And that's one of the reasons why the Farm Bureau is so important to our farmers, and the reason that they're organized by county.
When we were doing a little research on this, how far back does this go? We were able to find stories from 1889 up to 1921. Well, then there was a gap from 1921 to 2007. I mean, obviously, there was stuff that happened in between there.
But it wasn't caught, so to speak.
Right.
Wow.
So there was a huge gap. But since we found just as many stories since 2007 today as we did in the previous, but they've got new chipping devices, mm-hmm, that are going on. The traditional branding is still a factor in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very interesting. You don't relate cattle rustling to modern era, but
well, when you think about the value of a steer when it goes to market, and all the inputs that you've put in, and the care, the humane care you put into that, it's too tempting to people, especially when they can figure out a way to get away with it.
It is, and as we urbanize, it's even a challenge for people who don't have cattle. For us on the farm, we have people that will stop by and steal peaches at night, and it's an unfortunate thing. I rent fencing in certain fields because they're more exposed than others, so people just have to understand that it's not their stuff, and they gotta keep their hands off of it.
And you spend a little bit of money to get those peaches to the level they are, so that you can have 40,000 people come out and enjoy them.
We do. It's our number one crop there at the farm, and it's so critical and so important to us, and so we're very protective of the,
yeah,
peaches that we grow.
And Mark, is there a festival or is there not a festival?
That's a great question. Carrie and I, this is the story. Carrie and I, we had this little peach orchard, and we were trying to convert to agritainment, and we thought, rather than try to sell any peaches to a grocery store, let's have a little festival and get people to pick them and see if people will come and pick our peaches. Well, the very first year that we had a festival, we had no money for advertising or anything. It was just all word of mouth. But we had It was so successful that we picked out our orchard in 3 hours. So we knew that we had a good thing here. And so I just started planting more orchards and more orchards. And the festival grew year after year, and Carrie does an awesome job at all of the other stuff that's related to the festival. We're not doing a festival this year. The festival just got to be so big that Mother Nature, you know, you have to like tell people months in advance when the festival is going to be, and Mother Nature might have the crop a little early, they might have the crop a little later. And so
they're not like citrus where you may have 3 or 4 months. You could be picking them off the tree. No, you've got a narrow window.
It's a narrow window. It's usually 10 days or less. And so we said, you know what? We start peaches. We have the earliest peaches in the whole country in April. And it's not in March, but in April is when we start picking those peaches. Rather than try to focus on a festival where everyone hears about it and comes just one weekend, let's just spread it out. People can come starting in late April and come any weekend and pick awesome, amazing peaches and not have the great big crowds that they have to deal with when we do the big peach festival.
So for our Arizona families, they can still get peaches this year at Schneff Farm. It's just not around a festival.
It's just, yeah, we're just not having, you know, all the extra stuff like the vendors and the pancake breakfast and those sorts of things. We're not doing that, but the peaches are there. I haven't taken out any trees. It looks like, even though with our cold temperatures, looks like we're going to have a great crop this year.
That's Schnepp Farms. How does somebody find the Schnepp Farms?
You know what? We're right in Queen Creek. We're on Rittenhouse and Cloud Rose in Queen Creek. Just go to schnepffarms.com.
Spell that for me.
S-C-H-N-E-P-F. And so it's schnepffarms.com. And look us up. You know I'll be there. May yes, yeah.